Daily Dilemma.
So the question today really is it okay to lie to your friends, your really good friends on occasion?
Well, we'll have to explore this.
Yeah, if it's a little, white lie. Mm. Oh, sure, we've all been there.
Okay, well, here's the email, and it's an interesting question. It came in from a girl yesterday, and it says, "Hi, Beat Breakfast crew. I have a question. I'd like you to put your listeners on your dilemma slot. One of my best friends is due her first baby with her partner in January. Mm. Now, she knows she's having a baby girl. I was having lunch with her earlier this week, and she told me she decided on a name for the baby. Lads, the name is awful. Oh. I actually nearly choked on my sandwich when she told me. Oh. I can't tell you what the name is or she'd be identified, but it's really common and chavvy. Ooh. And I think the child would face bullying over it in later years. Now, I just said, oh, that's unusual, when she told me. But my question is this. As a good friend, should I tell her that I think the name is rotten? I don't know what my duty here as a friend is, and I'm also conscious that she's quite emotional anyway, being heavily pregnant. Is this a case where I'm better off to just say, that's nice, rather than be honest? Well, Trish, what would you do here now?
No, that's a bit harsh. Now, when I say little white lies, I just mean, like, if they come to you and they say, oh, what about this outfit? You're not going to want to hurt somebody's feelings. Mm. So I just say, it's nice for you.
Yeah.
You know, but with the name, that's a bit harsh. Like, it's her choice. Mm. I don't think you have any say. And you might not like it, but the rest of the world might. Mm. I don't think you should say anything at all. Mm. I think it's not really your place. It's her baby. It's her name. She can do what she wants.
Rotten is a really strong word to use.
Horrible.
I have to say in an email for a name. I just want to, like, how bad is this name? Is it? I don't know. I mean,
it's awful, but the sound.
Like, is it after a celebrity or something like that that you just think she shouldn't go down that route?
But even still, I always feel like with names, you can't really judge because people just adapt and get used to it. Maybe my name sounded unusual and weird when people first heard it.
We still can't say your name, Trishuana.
Don't even.
Trishuana.
I'm gonna kill you.
No, but come here. The thing about it is, as well, we all have our own opinions on names based on our associations with those names. And everybody feels differently. I may not like, you know, a certain name because I dated somebody of that name 10 years ago. You know, that kind of way. I don't know.
That's not for you to shove on anybody else.
Exactly.
If your friend was still going to call their child that name, then it's not your place.
Yeah.
It's not your child. Yeah, we know you're not going to call your child that name, but somebody else, you can't stop him.
Yeah.
Mind you, you're not... You know, maybe she isn't thinking straight.
Yeah.
Maybe the hormones are flying around her body. She saw this name in a book and she thought, well, that sounds okay. But you know that 5 years down the line that he's going to be or she's going to be the only child with that name in the county.
Yeah.
And you kind of go, there's a reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really think you're being harsh.
Oh, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
So both of you are going to do that. Oh, that's lovely. Is that what you're going to do when she says it? Even if it makes you recoil, the name. Yeah. You're going to go, that's lovely.
I think you have to. It's like, what... Whatever anybody else does, whether it's calling their child that name, whether it's something they're wearing, whether it's what they're listening to or what their favourite film is, it's not for you to judge.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you do judge, of course you
of course you judge.
We judge people all the time,
but
you don't say it, and that doesn't mean that you can stop it from happening.
Yeah. No, you can't stop it from happening, but if you really felt as she felt like the child might suffer down the road, is there a duty on you?
What is the name? I really need
I'd love
to know the
too.
Name.
I'd love
you know,
to
unless
know.
It's something that's really.
Let's say
really
it's Pocahontas. Pocahontas
you
Archer.
You could call her Poca.
Yeah, I mean that's a traditional name. It might not be common in this part of the world, but you can't say that it's not a nice name because somewhere else it is.
Mm. Okay, all right, let's get some thoughts on this. Is this a case where honesty is not the best policy and a simple Mrs. Brown, that's nice, would do?
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890 715 102 or text 085 1029 103.
What do you make of this then? Is it your duty to say something or do you keep stum? 085 1029 103. B 102 103, that is Higher Love. You're with the Beat Breakfast crew, it's 8:39. And a mixed reaction, I have to say, so far on the text. Line. Some people are saying, I didn't want to hear people tell me that. No way. I'd made up my mind. It only put me off. And others are saying they'd have to say something. Friendship is based on trust and honesty. And if you really felt this was a bad move, you have a duty to say it to your friend. Where do you stand on this? 085 1029 103 and we'll get some thoughts next.
Beat Breakfast with Now TV. Festive films for everyone. It's telly with all the trimmings.
Beat Breakfast. 8:46. Let's get some quick reaction on this.
The Beat Breakfast Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Girl in touch with his best friend having a baby next month in January, so very heavily pregnant, and having a chat this week, says, oh, I've finally picked a name for our baby girl. Oh, brilliant, what is it? It's, and she said it, and our friend says, our emailer says, did it choked on her sandwich, but she says, ooh, that's unusual. And she's wondering, does she have a duty? This is one of her best friends to say, that name is not nice. Could be risky. You know, child might get a hard time. You might regret it. Or are you better in this situation? Because, you know, as we're saying, it's a very personal thing, names. Yeah. To just go, oh, that's nice.
Is it too late now? You can't go back to her a week later or whatever and go, I've been thinking.
Well, she hasn't had the baby yet.
Yeah,
though,
no,
you
she
know?
Have right up to the baby. It might come up. It'll probably come up again. Yeah. In fact, one of our messengers was on to us saying, what I would do in that girl's situation is buy a baby book full of baby names for her and say, before you decide on it for definite, have a look on this. There's lovely names in here. You might spot a name that she'd like better.
But that's saying to somebody, you can't pick a right name on your own.
You need help.
That's like giving somebody an ab roller for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's something that you need to work on.
Oh, no.
Let's go to the phones. Hey, Orla, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks.
Now, what do you think of this dilemma? It's a tough one. What would you do?
Oh, 100%. I'll be up front with my friend and tell her that the name isn't nice because I was in that situation.
Right.
I called my little one Summer, and a lot of my friends were up straight and they said that they didn't like it, but I still went and picked it anyway.
You could voice your opinion. Would you expect your friend to just go ahead and do whatever she does or wants to do, though?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Mm. But you'd have to be honest.
Oh, I'd be honest. If I didn't like the name, I'd say it. I'd say, no, I don't like it.
And how upfront would you be? Would you say, oh, I don't like that name at all? Or would you say, oh, I wouldn't necessarily pick that name myself? Would you have to soften the blow at all?
I'd just say, oh, look, I won't be mad on the name or, you know, I'm an honest person, so okay. That's yeah. Just me. You know?
I'm interested when a number of your friends said, I don't like that name. What was your reaction to that? Were you a little bit put out or were you just like, well, I do and that's that?
Yeah, I was like, well, whatever. That's my choice. I'm picking that name. Okay. And a lot of my friends didn't like it though, but I still went ahead, you know, and picked it.
Well, I think it's a lovely name, I want to say. It's a lovely name.
And the reason why people didn't like it is because I had Summer in winter and they kind of took the make, like, you know, Summer in winter.
Oh, you're only confusing people. Yeah. Listen.
And the only thing I did is I just laughed it off. So,
Yeah. That's probably the secret. Look, just don't take it too personally because at the end of the day, names are a personal thing. Orla, going to leave it there. Thanks for chatting to us. Have a good day.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Couple of voice notes on this. Let's see what people think.
Worst thing anyone can do is tell you the name that you have picked is horrible. Someone done it to me and told me that the name I'd picked was the name of one of their old dogs, which completely took me off the name.
Well.
But I totally regret it now. I wish I actually picked that name. So keep your opinions to yourself and let her pick whatever name she wants to her child at the end of the day.
She really regrets not calling the child Rover. We have another one here.
Morning Beast, 'tis the Daily Dilemma. I think personally, because I chose a really unusual name for my daughter and I called her Avery, and my family were totally against it. They kept slagging her to like an Avery pen, belonged to a bird and things like that, and eventually they came around and they loved it. But at the end of the day, it's her baby and she loves the name. Then if it was me and my friend picked a name and didn't like it, I go, oh, I don't really like it. But if you like it, then by all means, obviously call your child that. But I personally would be honest and say I did or I didn't like it, because at the end of the day, friendship is built on honesty, and if you can't be honest with your friends, then who can't you be honest with?
Interesting.
It's very interesting. But I also think if you're friends with somebody, she probably already knows by your reaction.
Exactly,
by your body language, by your facial reactions. She's been around you a lot. She knows you don't like it, but she doesn't care.
Okay, any final thoughts on this? 085 102 9103. Hey, good morning to you. How's the form? It's Niall, Vinny and Trish with you on Thursday's Beat Breakfast. Lots and lots still to go on the show. Let's get through just the last of the reaction on the dilemma this morning.
Just to say, it's diplomatic the way you approach this situation. I would be honest with that girl about the name, but I'd give her the reasons why. And I'd also point out, you'll never know the baby's name until the baby's born. The only child of mine, I have four, who had a name before they were born was my eldest, and that's because she was named after the greatest woman other than my mum, her mum. But definitely, be honest, just do it in a nice way and say, look, you know, what about when they get to school, or what about when they get to this? Have you thought about this? There's no harm in voicing your concerns. True friends say it, and true friends accept what's said.
Okay, thank you for that. Dilemma's back Monday morning, and you can email at any stage between now and then, talk at beat102103.com.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat 102 103.